You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of EPN. Today, my speech coaching advice describes the best method for preparing and delivering your speech. To prepare and deliver your speech, you can select from four methods. First, the impromptu method has the speaker giving a talk with no formal structured preparation. The speaker relies on prior knowledge of the subject and speaks off the cuff, as we say. I can't recommend impromptu speaking when you have had notice. Too many things can go wrong. Loss of memory, excessive fear, rambling with no apparent direction, fumbling over some statements, and confusing the facts. Of course, occasionally, almost everybody hears the call to speak without warning. Your supervisor says, "Sally, tell the group about the convention you attended in Boston." Well, there's no choice here. Even while you're getting up from your chair, think of three or four topics you'll cover, such as the best session you attended, the convention theme, colleagues from your state who participated, and how you'll implement what you learned. Visualize key words which form your outline, then give your report in conversational style. You're aware, I'm sure, of the second method for preparation and delivery, the manuscript method. The speaker writes the speech, then relies on the text verbatim. Especially for novice speakers, manuscript speaking seems comforting. With every word chosen already, how can you miss? Yet, the tendency is for the speaker to rely too heavily on the script. Rather than speaking, we read the material and sound like a reader. We use minimal eye contact, miss opportunities to observe audience reaction, and border on monotone delivery. I recommend manuscript speaking only in circumstances when exact wording is required. Let's suppose your organization holds a press conference to answer questions about a fire, embezzlement, roof collapse, or accidental death. When the CEO presents his statement, he may not want to risk poor wording since the wrong words invite lawsuits and insurance losses. But for ordinary speaking occasions, consider the manuscript a paper barrier between you and the audience. A few speakers use the third method, the memorization method. Only a few people in 1,000 succeed with this method. The pressure to memorize every word turns the speaker into an actor. The fourth method is the one that I recommend for preparing and delivering your speech, the keyword, key phrases method. The speaker researches the topic, then outlines thoroughly, relying on key words and phrases. Maybe she writes two or three sections, introduction, a long quotation, the conclusion, but she concentrates on conveying the key thoughts, not the exact words. The keyword, key phrase speaker takes only a brief outline to the podium, glancing down occasionally to stay on track. Relieved of the obligation to follow a text exactly, either through reading or memorization, she addresses the audience with the cordial tone of a neighbor who dropped by for a chat. Honestly, I sympathize with speakers who cling to the text as though departure means death. I started out with that habit myself. Difficult as the switch was, I found freedom and joy when I faced audiences and gave a talk instead of an essay. Try this. Envision a car salesman you're visiting for the third time. How many pages will he turn as he makes his closing appeal to you? Enough said. Thanks for listening to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on EPN. This is your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
What are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is, really stupid. And that's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world, throughout history, so I'm not pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is, it's up to you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.